Good morning. It is 9:32. Time now for one-on-one with the pro. One of the coolest pros I know is Bankman, Regent Bank. Trevor Dorsey, how are you?
Yeah, it's great. Great to be here. Good to be here, Tom. Good to see you. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood today.
Things are busy this time of year. One thing that really caught me by surprise is that about 2 or 3 weeks ago, I noticed that there's a heck of a lot more cars on the road these days, and that's a good thing.
It is.
That is a healthy thing. We're slowly getting back to normal. Folks are easing back day by day into their routines, and that means with people doing things, working more, they're going to probably need a few things after this year. So they might want to, talk to somebody in your capacity there at Regent Bank if their plans involve, like, say, expanding their business or perhaps maybe buying a home or a car.
You bet. It's, we've kind of gotten through the second round of the PPP. I think most business clients that needed that have gotten their application, gotten their funding, and now we're looking at forgiveness on the first round, and then we'll move forward and do the forgiveness on the second round. But if there's people that haven't even looked at the PPP program or thought about it, you still have the opportunity, and it's
still there.
It's helpful. Thankfully, as you stated, there's a lot of businesses right now that are growing, and I attribute that to our wonderful community. When things kind of tightened up and everybody kind of locked up for a little bit, they shopped local and really focused on shopping local, which really helped our local businesses and our local economy. I will reluctantly admit this. Sometimes my beautiful bride can come up with ideas of why she needs to go to Owosso or Tulsa for things. For a long time there, we stuck around town because of everything that was going on. And I think really, again, and we try to shop local. One thing, when I get my city hat on, is telling everybody all that money, if you spend it locally, stays locally.
It does.
So you have better services and streets and sewer and all the amenities, parks, once you spend that money locally. Plus, you're supporting local businesses that are here to serve you. And so if you can buy it in Bartlesville or do a service in Bartlesville with a business, I encourage you to do so, because it promotes and brings in that sales tax revenue that helps. And right now, fortunately, we're seeing people that are needing to expand or needing some different equipment to maybe do a different product or service to add to their line. So great opportunity right now in rates. As you well know, we've talked about this several times.
Historic.
Are crazy.
Oh, man.
I keep telling everybody, if not just on the mortgage side, if you haven't refinanced your mortgage, you should really think about looking at rates. Typically, if you can drop your rate a point, and we've seen where people have shaved several years, they didn't necessarily want a cheaper payment, but they were able to shave 10 years off their mortgage just because they were able to drop their rate 2 points. And it's just really amazing.
When that happens.
autos, if your auto is... Mm-hmm. It's at that age where you're like, I'm putting a lot of money into it. Again, right now rates are really good. Now, one thing on the auto side is, I'm sure you talk to a lot of our auto dealers here locally. They got a hard time getting inventory right now. I guess maybe that's a good problem to have. I don't know.
It's one they haven't seen in a while.
Yeah. It's something that they I'm sure didn't expect. Due to some of the plants being shut down, they're just behind on production. So it's one of those things. But they're all hopping now. When I talk to our local car dealerships, they talk about how many cars they're selling, and I'm just amazed.
Yeah.
But it's a great thing. Right now things seem to be going good, at least locally. And I think that some degree has to do with our city and state governments making sure that while they protected everyone and took some precautionary measures and probably did some things maybe they didn't want to do, but they needed to do that to protect the people. They also enabled businesses to function and not be so suffocated that they didn't make it. Although, I'm sure there were some businesses across the state that didn't make it throughout this time period. And I hate that, because all those businesses were people that put their heart soul and lives into that business, and
it just didn't happen. You know, I was reading where in some states as much as 35 to 36% of local businesses couldn't make it through COVID. They just shut down. That's it. I'm done. We're out of here. And that meant people losing their jobs, as well as, you know, the proprietors losing their livelihoods. And something that you mentioned here, and, you know, and it's great that Regent is here in Bartlesville. Things kept functioning. You kept the bank open, even if it was just drive-through.
Yeah.
And you didn't leave anybody in the lurch. And a lot of our businesses, even the restaurants, they did what they could to get through here. And it was tough.
Yeah.
But I don't think that our community is anywhere close to losing 35% of its businesses like some of these other places. So, again, great community, great climate we have here, both, you know, weather and business and sociological. We take care of ourselves.
Yeah.
And that's what a great community partner like Regent Bank is there for. Yeah, a lot of folks don't know this, but Regent Bank, from time to time, takes care of a few things in the community. When folks come knocking on the door saying, hey, a little help, well, you're there. You know, great things happen. I mean, some of the things that we did here with the Christmas thing, with the Christmas in the Ville, you were there. You made sure that, you know, that thing kept floating and kids had things to do. And it's the same way with other projects that happen in schools and communities that you serve. It's a wonderful thing.
Yeah, we want to give back to our community and be good corporate partners to the community. So you're right, we take that very seriously. So, you know, Christmas in the Ville, the premium shows, the sporting activities, orchestra, band. I mean, just about anything that's driven for the schools and nonprofits. You know, we gotta support those businesses and because they do so much in our community.
They do.
And it's very much reflected in, like you said, we come so far, we've been pretty unscathed, and I think that's a direct testament to our citizens.
In fact, we kind of added a few jobs, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
And we got some more coming.
Yeah, and that's always a good thing. I mean,
so if you're looking to buy a home, here's the man you need to talk to for financing.
Yeah. We are seeing a lot of refinance right now, so you're right. I mean, it's a good time to do that. Or if you've never bought a home, I was on the phone when I pulled in just now with a first-time home buyer. And so, you know, right now, if you've never bought a home, you know, again, rates are at a historic low. You know, I don't know. You could probably give a good story on maybe your first mortgage rate. My first mortgage rate was about 5 or 6 times what the rates are today.
Yeah, mine is around 12.
And so, you know, you think, holy cow. I'm like, how did I afford that mortgage? Thinking about the rates. But
then the people are sitting going, well, gee, you know, look at it. It went up 0.25%. Yeah, well, you know, talk to me back in 1980 when I bought my first home.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. And on the commercial side, you know, rates are just, they're really good. Now, unfortunately, if you're a depositor, you probably, you know, bankers aren't your favorite friend. Your investment broker's probably pretty close on your best friend list right now. But we do have some good products and services for folks that do, you know, need some cash in the bank for operating or projects you know, we've got a really attractive money market right now. CDs aren't that great, but, you know, I think, you know, it's kind of ebb and flow, and CD rates are usually good. The loan folks, typically, you know.
They got long faces, don't they?
That means the loan rates are a little higher and vice versa. But right now, all in all, it's just an amazing time in the banking industry, and it's been very busy. We've been very blessed and fortunate, and it's a lot better than the alternative.
Well, I tell you, ever since you got things up and running, and you know, COVID mitigations have, you know, decreased as time goes by, folks are really enjoying the new building you got downtown. Tell the folks about it. It's really pretty cool.
Beautiful building. It was a bank a long time ago, and then I believe ConocoPhillips was using it for a training facility for interns, and so we've got a beautiful mural. So once you turn off Frank Phillips onto Dewey, you can't miss it. And it just depicts Bartlesville's history, so it's really beautiful, and all the nooks and crannies of the building are finally done. We were blessed that the BRTA gave us a little money for some sidewalk improvements, and we got a few new trees out front, so mm-hmm. that's looking really beautiful. And
what's inside's pretty darn good
yeah,
too.
Yeah, it's been totally remodeled in the interior, so looks like a new building, although it's not. Then I think that building's been there since the 40s.
Wow,
amazing enough.
It looks pretty darn new.
Yeah, we did some research and history on it. It's been a lot of things over the years. So. But it's a bank, and we'd love to see you come in and visit with us. And the lobby's always open. We kept the lobby open through all the COVID because, as you said, that was a very tumultuous time, and clients really needed and wanted to you know, come get in front of us and have us kind of help them through the struggles and everything that was going on during that time. So we were able to keep the lobbies open, and knock on wood, we didn't have any COVID outbreaks, so we dodged a bullet there, and still haven't. So knock on my head again, knock on wood that we continue that trend. And I think all in all, the city again survived pretty well, and things seem to be going good. The weather's beautiful, so it's just a great day all in all. And we opened back in mid October, got the building open. And so we wanted to do a grand opening and open house and do all these things. Of course, this winter was probably one of the worst winters we had in a long time. So
it was a doozy.
We kept kind of bumping that out, and we finally got it calendared up for May the 26th.
So, wow, good.
People will start seeing a lot of advertising or media surrounding. So that if you haven't been by yet, then, on May the 26th from 10 to 6, we'll be cooking some hamburgers and hot dogs. We'll probably have some giveaways. I know I talked to Tammy about the radio being down there for a live remote, so we'll have a big day on the 26th.
That is going to be a lot of fun. Looking forward to that. And folks, you don't have to wait till the 26th to go in and take a visit, because
that's right.
They are open for business, and Regent has been around for a long time, but with Regent Bank now in Bartlesville, you're serving Osage, you're serving Washington County. Been over there, know Water for a million years.
Well, it gives us a little bit better reach now that we're over here, because we do have clients in Osage County, and even a few clients over you get across the line in Montgomery and Chautauqua County, over in Kansas. We're close to the Kansas line, so we again would just love to see you come in the bank or call us and see how we can help you or serve you. And that's what we try to pride ourselves on, is just being servants to the community.
The address once again:
422 South Dewey.
And where do we find you online?
We'll find you online at www.regentbank.com.
All right, Trevor Dorsey knocked it out of the park again.
Good to see you, Tom.
Great to see you too. Got more coming up.
Thanks for listening to One-on-One with a Professional, a paid presentation at 1400 K1.